This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another edition of Jazz America. In the next hour, you'll hear the best of jazz, past and present, and we'll have conversation with and hear new music from four of the greats of jazz today, Carmen Lundy, Dede Bridgewater, Stephen Bernstein, and Jason Moran. Four new and notable releases. But before we get to this new music, we'll look back in time just for a moment and mark the passing of another of the greats of jazz, Tim Hauser, co-founder of the 10-time Grammy Award-winning vocal group Manhattan Transfer, who died at the age of 72 on the 16th of October. Tim Hauser was schooled in many different styles of music, and the band incorporated doo-wop, bebop, pop music, Latin, world music, and many other styles into the mix, which, as I said, gained them all those Grammy Awards and a legion of fans all around the world. He, with his co-band members in the last incarnation of Manhattan Transfer, including Janice Siegel, Alan Paul, and Cheryl Benteen, were just some of the finest vocalists and some of the finest people I've ever had a chance to meet and enjoy performances by and have a chance to talk to as well. Maybe in the future, I'll share some of that conversation with you. But in the meantime, let's enjoy some of the work of Tim Hauser and Manhattan Transfer. Many people have thought of them as the second coming of Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross, the great male-female combination vocal group. Well, they certainly carved out their own place and made wonderful musical jazz history every time they sang. And so many great jazz musicians, from David Sanborn to Zoot Sims and Randy Brecker and John Faddis, join with them to perform over the years. Let's enjoy a live performance of Benny Golson's classic Killer Joe with Tim Hauser leading the band in the beginning with his own very inventive and lighthearted vocal presentation. Tim Hauser, co-founder of Manhattan Transfer, dead at 72, we'll remember him now here on VOA's Jazz America.
Killer Joe, Killer Joe, swing on a swing, and I wear it like I'm wearing a necklace. Women love it, and think lot of it. Really, how can they be so reckless? I tell them the fuck that I do the money, so later on when they won't get money. Well, I top it, and it's heavy. The times when I laugh, they're all that are gonna do the jazz. The truth, if you're my friend, what do you think I'd say? You're giving me lots of dough.
Stars were peeping low, and man, did she have eyes for that Joe. And Joe was driving with all of his life. She loved him, must have meant it. Boy, the chick wasn't for some surprise. Dip, and Joe's about to let her slide. Get her flying high and wide. She was cute in your class, you know, even as soon as it made his face.
If he's our two, then women on life have two straight from campers. And campers are where wolves acting just like shippers. Look out, Joe got his hook out. He's looking for handsome, guaranteed trouble. If it was handsome, her brother should double.
Thank you.
a very happy 88th birthday on the 1st of November to the great saxophonist Lou Donaldson. And that is his 1970 classic, Everything I Do Gonna Be Funky From Now On, written by the great New Orleans musician Alan Toussaint. Lou Donaldson on the alto sax on that one, Dr. Lonnie Smith on the organ, Blue Mitchell on the trumpet, Melvin Sparks on guitar, Jimmy Lewis on bass, and Idris Muhammad on the drums, an all-star cast from 1970. And that song was kind of the battle cry of the soul jazz revolution, if you will. Many people like Lou Donaldson had been beboppers and then post-bop and then soul jazz, with its Hammond B3 organ out front and the funky rhythms kind of took over things for a while, and Lou Donaldson a big part of that. Happy birthday to him. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of Jazz America, we're having conversation with and hearing new music from four greats of jazz today with new and notable releases. In August of 2014, at the 60th Newport Jazz Festival, I had a chance to speak to a number of artists, among them the great master of the slide trumpet, Mr. Stephen Bernstein, the leader of Sex Mob, Millennial Territory Orchestra, and other aggregations, who had just left the stage after being guest performer with the band from New York, Mostly Other People Do the Killing. I talked to him about some of his solo work. Well, if the horn band tradition fades into history, it won't be Stephen Bernstein's fault.
Not me, baby. Not when you heard my last record, right? That's a lot of horns.
We're going to be talking about that just good for a second here. So, first off, good to see you. It's been a while.
A couple of whiles.
Back in New York was the last time I saw you. Here we are in the beautiful setting of the Newport Jazz Festival.
That's right.
With Mostly Other People Do the Killing. Uh-huh. And, man, what a fun gig this was.
Yeah, sure is, man. What great. It's amazing for me because these are guys who grew up listening to my music.
Yep.
So it's kind of wild, like, to kind of be the elder. Well, Dave's really the elder, but it's wild because, you know, for so long I was the young guy, and it's suddenly that's not true anymore.
Hey, wait, if you're not young, I'm not either, so stop that. Okay. Stop that right now. Okay, I got to talk to you about my favorite record out right now, Viper's Drag.
Come on, number one on the CMJ charts,
with
baby.
Henry Butler.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, talk to me.
As you know, I've been doing this for a real long time, putting out a lot of records under my own steam, and this is just this amazing project. The record came out better than I could expect. Not even the record, but the whole project, what it's even become live is even way more than the record now. And, of course, having a record on Impulse, I tell people, nothing in the music business means anything, but when you see your name on an Impulse record and it's on the orange and black cover,
it's history.
It kind of means something, man.
Yes, it does.
It kind of means something, yeah.
Yeah, as my grandpa used to say, your name has been writ down.
Yeah.
So now your name's been writ down.
In orange and black, baby.
In orange and black. This is just the spirit of New Orleans, the original place. I mean, it's just perfect for you to be part of this. And how did that come together?
It's the spirit of New Orleans, but seen through a whole other prism.
Yes.
You know, not more. Well, I guess more. It's the whole New York history is in there, too. And that's the real difference between any other kind of thing, New York guys doing this music or New Orleans guys. Because having a traditional, a true, like, amazing, having Henry and Herlin and Reggie on the record.
Yeah, man.
And then all my New York guys that we've been doing all this stuff for all these years, combine those two things is just like an amazing thing. Yeah.
Well, that music did come up the river and take a right.
Sure
thank
did,
goodness.
Yeah.
And now let's enjoy a little bit of that marriage of New Orleans and New York with a cut from the Henry Butler Stephen Bernstein release, Viper's Drag. It's Henry Butler's song, Henry's Boogie, on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Hi, this is Lee Ritenour, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Well, a very happy 62nd birthday on the 1st of November to the fine guitarist from Los Angeles, Lee Ritenour. With a little help from his award-winning keyboardist friend, Bob James, that's a cut from his Salute to West Montgomery Westbound, his version of the West classic Road Song. Happy birthday, Lee Ritenour, from all of us enjoying VOA's Jazz America. I've got more of those new and notable releases, and this time a great vocalist is on the way to talk to us and reveal some brand new music. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, which reads as follows. Greetings from Africa, saying hello to jazz lovers worldwide and warm hugs from Africa. I am Eddie Obote in Uganda, and I hear the program through Bunyoro Broadcasting Service in Masindi District here in Uganda. I am a big fan. Well, Eddie, thank you so very much, and thank you for those warm hugs from Africa. Africa has been sending the world warm musical hugs for centuries now, and one of those who's received those vibrations and returned them back to Africa and to all over the world is the great pianist Randy Weston. Here's a taste of his African rhythms from the album Kafira. The song is Niger Mambo. Just for you, Eddie Obote, listening in Uganda to VOA's Jazz America. Ha ha ha. famous septet of all-star players who call themselves the Cookers from their new release, Time and Again. That's a song written by one of the members of the band, pianist George Cables, titled Double or Nothing, and featuring Donald Harrison on the saxophone, Billy Harper on the tenor sax, and Eddie Henderson on the trumpet, along with David Weiss on trumpet. So a big horn band sound for this great group. Cecil McBee on the bass and Billy Hart on the drums. All stars, each and every one of them. Some new music for you here on VOA's Jazz America. And I've got some more new music. As a matter of fact, the feature of this show, four superstars of the day today, and all of them involved in new and notable releases. Among them, the great vocalist and now producer, Dee Dee Bridgewater. Okay, speaking of the future, talk to me about what's up with you for the next 6 months or so. We're going to be following you around.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody needs to show you your schedule, right?
Someone has to show me where I'm going. I can tell you about the next couple of weeks. I am, in my own way, trying to support the youth in jazz. I'm producing my first artist on my label, DDB Records.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a young trumpet player by the name of Theo Croker. He's 25.
I know his name.
You do?
I do.
Yeah, the grandson of Doc Cheatham.
Yeah.
I met him 2 years ago in Shanghai, and he was part of a big band that I played with, and then I went to a jazz club. Actually, the jazz club was sponsoring this festival, and heard him play in a small group setting, and just fell in love. So he played with me last summer on a few festival dates in France, and then I just said, you know what, I would love to record you. So that's what I'm doing. The 22nd through 24th, we'll be recording Theo and his band Afrosonic.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Are you going to do any work with him, vocalize?
Well, I mean, I'm going to sing maybe 3 tracks. He wants me to sing more, but I don't know. I said, no, Theo, now come on.
Not everybody can have you.
No.
Sometimes
Dee Dee
has to belong to Dee Dee.
Well, you know, my second daughter is a vocalist also. Her name is China Moses.
Uh-huh.
And I'm flying her over to do. She's supposed to do 1 track, but I think I'm going to give a couple of tracks to her.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah, and then we're supposed to do a number together, the three of us.
All right, excellent.
Yeah.
I can't help it if I wanted to, wouldn't help.
Vocalist, composer, and now producer Dee Dee Bridgewater certainly has a beautiful voice, a great ear for wonderful songs to sing, and an eye for new young talent to produce. You just heard her version of Stevie Wonder's classic, I Can't Help It, and it was from the debut album from young trumpeter Theo Croker, the album titled Afrophysicist, produced by Dee Dee Bridgewater. And now, we heard earlier from Lee Ritenour with a salute to Wes Montgomery. Why don't we listen to the great man himself with the Wynton Kelly Trio from 1965. Here's Unit 7, Wes Montgomery on guitar from Jazz America, from the VOA Music Mix Network. Thank you. guitar master Wes Montgomery and the Wenton Kelly Trio from 1965, Unit 7. More of our new and notable releases coming up next hour on Jazz America.